The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Andy Burnham has said he will lay out a new path for Britain as Prime Minister. Keir Starmer has vowed to fight in any upcoming leadership contest. And John McTiernan, former political secretary to Tony Blair and senior advisor at global PR company Burson, joins us now. John, obviously, Andy Burnham has waltzed home 55% of the vote. He beat the combined electoral mandate of both Reform and Restore put together. So I'm sure he's delighted with that, and so is Labour. But this probably does, do you think, spell curtains for Starmer?
Yeah, it's definitely curtains for Starmer. I mean, look at another number, or another couple of numbers. In 2 years, Keir Starmer's halved the support of the Labour Party from 34% to 17%. In 6 weeks, Andy Burnham doubled Labour support in Makerfield from 27% to 55%. That's the Burnham difference, and everybody can see it. They can see with that kind of popularity, that kind of charisma, that kind of warmth and optimism, many of the 411 Labour MPs who have been worrying about their future under Starmer will be going, actually, I can see how I could have a second term, how we could change the country, and how we could actually be proud of what we're doing for a change rather than bitching at the Prime Minister.
Okay, so obviously you see it as very significant, that the election of Andy Burnham. If a leadership heave occurs, do you expect that there will be a contest? Obviously, Starmer has vowed to fight in any, but that's the kind of thing people say right up until they say something different.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Or do you see sort of a peaceful transition process actually being what happens?
Yeah, no, look, I see a peaceful transition being inevitable, but at the moment you get defiance from number 10. If it carries on, it's just delusional. You can't say anything against having Andy as leader on the numbers he delivered. It was probably the sixth biggest target for Makerfield in the country, and it's sixth biggest target for Reform in the country. It should be a Reform constituency, and Andy showed he could bring together all the parts of it. And it's the ability to bring back to people who've gone from Labour to the Reform Party, but people who've gone to Labour for the Greens and Lib Dems as well. It's that sense, you know. He took an early position on Gaza, wants a ceasefire on Gaza. He's reaching out to the progressive voters that Labour has lost and rebuilding a coalition, and that, I think, because in the end, that's what's going to persuade the backbenchers and the ministers, and that's what's going to persuade, the force of numbers will persuade Keir.
People say that he reaches out to all sorts of people. There's a kind of a famous political joke: a Blairite, a Brownite, a Corbynite, yeah, and a centrist walk into a bar. The barman says, "What will you have, Andy?" I know you're saying he's reaching out to progressives, yeah, but is that what's really required? Lots of working class voters would say that Labour actually has become too progressive and isn't representing them and their concerns anymore. And those concerns focus on things like immigration, which Labour has ceded huge ground to, not to the left, but to the right.
Well, look, working class voters really want the extension of employment rights that stops there being such casualisation and zero-hours contracts. Working class voters want to see the kinds of controls over landlords that the renters' rights brought in. Working class voters want to see utilities nationalised and water and electricity bills come down. There's a whole range of things. And you look at some of the polling, people believe that Andy would be fair on immigration. I think that's where Labour has to be. Labour will never be, you'll never compete with a far-right party like Reform or far-right party like Restore, the new party. You can't be. They want to detain around 1 million people and deport about 1 million people. I don't think that's British at all. I don't think most voters want that. So partly there's the fight. Andy will stand for fair migration. Andy will stand for what is he saying? Reindustrialization of the North. Those kinds of things. Let's deal with the material conditions of your life, whether it's electricity bills, water bills, or are there jobs in your area? And when you deal with the economics, some of the other issues, people go, well, fair enough, you're a Labour Party. You do want to see people to come and work in social care and healthcare. I get the point. I get what you're doing. So you have to make an argument in the round. If you take one issue out, you fight on the far right's ground, I think.
And so, John, do you really believe that changing leader is going to be enough for Labour, and that the momentum that we've maybe seen in the Makerfield by-election, that would be representative maybe of how the whole country will feel with Andy Burnham at the helm rather than Keir Starmer?
Yeah, look, I think in the polling that I've seen, Andy Burnham as leader gives Labour a 7% bounce. which basically equalizes Labour with where it puts Labour on 24, 25, Reformer on 25, 26. It kind of changes the game. That's one way of thinking about it. But another bigger way for me is you lose a lot if you have a Prime Minister who looks as though he's depressed all the time, looks as though he doesn't actually enjoy doing the job. The job is a privilege to be the Prime Minister of the country. The job is a challenge, but you have to lead the country with optimism and energy. And I think the momentum that Andy brings and that optimism, that energy, and that sense of authenticity. I mean, he loves his football. He curses football. He loves football even though Everton keep on losing. He's got something about him that connects to real people. I've been with him in pubs, and football fans from other teams come up to him and talk to him and then say, could I have a selfie with you? And there's very few politicians in Ireland or in the UK that ordinary people want a selfie with at the moment. I think that's great.
John, some on the right have said that there were reform voters who voted for Andy Burnham simply because they wanted to see Starmer go, such as is the hatred they feel towards him. Is that just sour grapes or an unwillingness to concede, or is there a grain of truth in that?
Look, on May the 7th, almost the entire country voted against Labour, and what they were voting against was Keir Starmer. They wanted Labour to do something about it. Labour's moved really quickly. Within 6 weeks, Andy Burnham is in Parliament again. And I think that's delivery. And do you say that people lent their vote to him just to get that thing? Like, I think once you vote once for Andy, you'll vote again for him. Mm-hmm. And the point is, all votes are up for grabs all the time nowadays. You can't say they're a reform voter and they should always vote for us. You have to win their consent. And I go back to optimism, growth, cutting the bills that impinge most on living standards, all kinds of ways to get the momentum. You carrying on now in government. That's a harder thing, but I think he's up to it.
And so polls that suggest people don't really know what Andy Burnham stands for or who he is, you're not holding much sort of store in them.
Oh, look, I think people, a lot of politics is vibes, but one thing people know, he's for Manchester, he's for working class people. They know he's for sports fans. That the big scandal in Britain over Hillsborough, the football fans who were killed, then the cover-up by the police, that they'd caused it. That, I think, was a big moment for Andy when he saw that as the Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sports, when he felt the anger of the fans. He pushed the legislation, which has given the rights to fans, the rights to working class people, to stand against the state and have their moment, have the backing, legal backing that they need. And so I think in that sense, he will be always a pro-working class leader, which is very important for a Labour leader, but he will always be pro the North, which is important for a Labour leader. And he's somebody who has been a very experienced politician. He actually worked for Tony Blair, he worked for Gordon Brown, he worked for Jeremy Corbyn. He's got a lot of experience. I think he'll bring that to bear too.
And maybe lastly, John, so what do you expect to see happen? I know what Keir Starmer, we've all heard what Keir Starmer is saying about taking a stand and fighting a contest, and there's no leadership contest at the moment and all of that. It sounds like he's putting his fingers in his ears and saying la la la.
Yeah.
But so what do you think he's going to be persuaded over the weekend by colleagues, by the parliamentary party, by whoever? Yeah. Is that what we're likely to see happen?
Look, the most important persuader in politics is your family or your friends. That's whether you're a voter or whether you're a prime minister. He needs to listen to his own family. He needs to listen to his own close personal friends. And he needs to look at the numbers. And I think I've heard talk that he's going to phone cabinet ministers at the weekend and ask them if they're going to support him. And if not, he'll ask them to leave the government. And I think, you know, you're delusional if you think people are going to give you an honest answer. If Andy has 100 names on Monday of MPs, or 200 names with MPs, which include ministers and cabinet ministers, you can't keep on sacking ministers and replacing them from the back bench if everybody's decided that the tide of history has moved. And when the tide moves, then you have to find a way to go with dignity, because you're going. And the question is not, are you going? It's how you go. Dignity or an undignified exit. I think here, over the next week, if nobody is silly and rushes to kind of stampede us into an election, I think there'll be sensible people talking on both sides and going, let's find a way to get a timetable. Let's find a way for you to leave this post with as much dignity. Because you have to remember, Keir Starmer won a landslide after Labour had lost by a landslide. That's never been done before. And better for him to preserve that as his legacy than to be preserved in memory as the man who had to be dynamited out.
John McTiernan, former political secretary to Tony Blair and senior advisor at global PR company Burson, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. conversation that counts.